sun bothering Rebbe?
No. It's good. So we paskan like the opinion, there's a machlokes ha-maroim regarding the following. In Parshas Mishpatim, the word Elohim, Loshen Chol, means Dayon. The word Elohim appears three times. So the Gemara establishes that you need a bezna, three smuchim, in order to be done, Gezeilas v'chavolos. Gezeilas v'chavolos, Rabbis Al-Rechi's definition was, Amil ha-ksila b'tor, chimam, and that the Torah imposes on the person. So let's say somebody cheats in business. Unfortunately, that happens all the time. So that's a milsa d'shchicha. There is bechisar and kisim. And Torah is supposed to have three smuchim. And nonetheless, we condemn that bizman hazeh. That's a common thing, that people cheat in business. So how can we be done if we don't have any smuchim? So the Gemara says it's based on shlichasai. So we had the first nesivas brought down the machlokes, Tosfos and the Rashba. Tosfos's opinion was shlichasai works minat Torah. And the Ran explained that the Moichel on the Kovetz said there's no Issa, whenever there's no Issa, and there's no Psul. The Psul is a function of the Issa. And the Rashba and the Ramban were of the opinion of shlichasai is only mid the Rabban. It's based on Hefke, there's no Hefke. What about if you have a dintara about a halvoya? A person borrowed money and he bought merchandise and shaylam lekachtoyas. He gave him a faulty merchandise, but he has to pay. He doesn't have to pay. So that's not a milbach subatar. That's not a chiyav mamon that the Torah imposes. Even if there weren't any psukim in the Chumash, we would know on our own that he has to pay. He bought the merchandise, he agreed to pay. The question is, maybe there was a mekachtoyas. So that mikir adin. We pass on chad. That's a machlekes in the Gemara whether chad nami kosher or you need shlosha smuchim. So we pass them in our Torah chad nami kosher. So on that chad, on that one dayan who can pass on the din Torah, that's a machlekes. That's what there are some air points at. That's a machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand. Does that chad? Does that yochid talmid chacham yechidi have to have smicha or even without smicha? So the Rambam, there are some air points at. The Rambam's opinion is that chad nami kosher has to have smicha, and the fact and mid the rabbanon we have a din mid the rabbanon he dan yichidi she dan yichidi el echad. That's the mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Even though echad is a lot of paskin, the imamim is by hados alvas, but the mishnah doesn't recommend it. The rabban shalom doesn't make mistakes. Human beings make mistakes, and the mishnah says al tei dan yichidi, avoid being done on your own. You should have three. So the Gemara has a shaila whether shnayim shadona dinayim din b'di'eved or even b'di'eved ain't dinayim din. Gemara says, what does it depend on whether shnayim shadona dinayim din or not? If there was a bezin, you only had two together, you didn't have three. So the Gemara says, if the need for three is menat Torah, then it's makid b'di'eved. So shnayim shadona would be no good. If the need for three is only by the Rabbanim, menat Torah chad nami kosher, then so just when the Rabbanim say, al tei dan yichidi shen dan yichidi ava'echad, that's lachatchila. But for the Eved, Shnaim Shadon, even Echad Shadon, should be good for the Eved. So the problem is that the Rambam writes Chad Nami Kosher, and he writes Shnaim Shadon, who is no good. So it's a stira. The Rambam is against the Gemara. So the Osameach answers that the Rambam's opinion is that there is a Chad Nami Kosher, the Chad has to be a Samuch. So Bizman Azeh, when we're dealing with people who are not smuchim. So that's based already on Shlichusayu. So they only made the Shlichusayu if you do it properly. Let's say I appoint a Shliach to be Mikadosh one girl. And Shliach goes Mikadosh the wrong girl. So that's not what they made me the Shliach for. So over here, Shlichusayu, the Rechachamim allowed the Hadyotas to be done even though they don't have smicha. They allow them to be done if they conform to the rules and regulations that they set up. If you would have Shnei Smuchim Shadanu, that would be good for the Eved. But if you had Shnaim Shadanu, Shnei Hadyot Shadanu, so that's Ein Dinayim Din, because the Shlichusai is only if you follow all the instructions that the Chachamim tell you. So that's that was the Arsamech that we mentioned on the first day that I never finished the top. Yes, I didn't finish it. That was the end of that Arsamech. There were two problems with that Rambam. The Rambam paskins menat Torah chad nami kosher by hados v'halvos, and then he goes so chad nami kosher. So Rashi and Tosfos say the chad doesn't have to have smicha. So why does the Rambam say you need shlichusayim? That was one problem, and the other problem was the Gemara said if you hold menat Torah chad nami kosher, So then, midrabbanan lachatchila alti dan yechidi, but for the eved shneim shadana would be good. The Rambam paskins benatorach adam because the paskin shneim shadana is no good. So the Rambam is against all the gemaras. So the Yosemeach answered everything. He said, Minatara chad nami kosher, but the chad has to be a samuch. So Mizbana said, you don't have a samuch, so it's based on shlichus ayu. By hoidos lavos, it's based on shlichus ayu, because the chad has to be a samuch. And the Rambam says, shnaim shadonu is no good. He's talking about shnei hadyotu shadonu. Shnei samuchim shadonu would be good, b'diyev, because Minatara you need one samuch. So if b'diyevid, one samuch would be good. Two samuchim would be good. When the Rambam says, shnaim shadonu is no good, that's talking about hadyotus. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, this over the name of the Or Sameach al Rambam. And then he showed that the Rambam says explicitly what the Or Sameach says. All these Rambams, the problematic Rambams, are in Perek Gimel and Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Perek Hey. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out something like in Perek Chof Beis, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam and Shnei had Yaitu Shadonu, Ein Din Ein Din. So that's the Feirish, like the Or Sameach said. Shnaim Shadon, Ein Din Ein Din, and Shnei had Yaitu Shadonu. Fine. So the Gemara says they only made this institution, it sounds like it's Takana de Rabbanan. They only made the Takana de Rabbanan of Shlichus Ayah. That's how the Nesiva says the simple reading of the Gemara is that Shlichus Ayah is Midi Rabbanan. But he says that Tosis holds not so. So the Gemara says they only instituted Shlichus Ayah, whether it's the Raisa de Rabbanan, by Milsa de Shchicha de Izbe Chisar and Kis, you have to have both. But if it's either Lezbe Chisar and Kis, whenever you pay Yosem Imashi Hizik, whenever you pay a knas, that doesn't correspond. That's yoisim in mashi hizik. Then there's no shlichus ayu, and a milsa delo shchicha. Then every made shlichus ayu. So the Gemara says, zelos vachavolos. You're not done bisman of zeh because it's a milsa delo shchicha. It's this pechi sorry kids. This pechi has doctor bills and so on, but it's milsa delo shchicha. So that's why you're not done. So Tosfos has two opinions on that Gemara. What do you mean? Gzelus vachavolos. There are two pshatim. One pshat is gzelus ayde chavolos. I beat the person up and then I steal his wallet. The other pshat is no gzelus or chavolos, not gzelus ayde chavolos. Gzelus ayde chavolos. That tak is rare by Jewish people. You should beat the other person up and then steal his money. But gzelus is pretty shchiach. People steal. So that's a machlokes here in the Shulchan Aruch. Can you be done gzelus that are not ayde chavolos? Here in the end of Siv Gimel, Shulchan Aruch writes, "Chem mishigana by Gozal, you can collect the keren. You can't collect kefal dalad veh, because that's yosim in mashi hizik. That's ein bochisar and kiss. That's a knas of yosim in mashi hizik. So that you can't be done bisman hazeh. But the keren the mechaber holds that you can be done. Then the Ramos says at the end of Siv Gimel, Yesh omrim, dafke gzelus deshchichi kegon kofer bepikon al gzelam mamish." I walk into your house and I steal something, Gzelus alone is lo shchicha. The Mechaber apparently holds Gzelus is shchicha, just Gzelus shalidei chavolus is lo shchicha. You should beat him up and then steal his money, that's lo shchicha. And the Rambam goes with the opinion that Gzelus are always lo shchicha, unless he's cheating in business. But I break into your house and I steal something, that's lo shchicha. So that's the question, is it shchicha or lo shchicha? There's a machlok here, then the Shulchan Aruch writes a contrast between Keren on the one hand, the Shem Beregel, on the other hand. Keren is a milsa de lo shchicha. Keren is lo shchicha. So you cannot be dam bizman hazeh. And Shem Beregel, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Gimel, Chem behem shehizika b'Shem Beregel, ha behem oeres mitchilas, v'yizeh dova matzik, that's a milsa de shchicha, v'yizeh b'chisar and kis, so that you can't be dam bizman hazeh. But Keren is lo shchicha, you can't be dam. The Maisa we pask and the Gemara had a machloikas on Dab Tezvav Man Aleph, machloikas Amorim, whether Chatzin Palga Niska, Chatzin Ezga, Karen, is Momen a Knas, we pask and that it's Knas. So in here the Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, if you have something that is Shchicha, but it's Ein Bo Chisar and Kis, that's the top line on the page that I have here. Vorm Sheim Em Chisar and Kis, Alfa Pish Em Mitzuin Kigon, Kashlami Kev, Vachen Kol Knasu, Shekon Sacham, the kelach hachen kol mishan miyosim imashi hizik or chatzinesik of shortam it's a knas. So whatever is a knas, it can't be done bizman hazeh because we consider it Karen is a milsa de lo shchicha. Karen is lo shchicha, but he says all the knases kefil dal vehe, it can't be done because ein bo chisar and kis. So here there's a sma. There's a long sma here. The sma always explains pashup pshat what's going on. Every so often the shach will just write, look in the sma. He gave the right pshat. So here there's a long sma in Sivkot in the hay, where he has he presents a problem here. What did the Shulchan Aruch give an example of kefil dalet v'hei and chatzin nezik of shor tam that you don't collect because it's a milsa, it's either no chisar and kiss or dovish ena matzah milsa lo shchicha? Kefil dalet v'hei is knas. So knas afil v'balas is a deshamayim. They've only gone and pointed out. It's a babli and dafayin dalet, and Tosfos in Ksuvos quotes it from Yerushalmi. Bava and Yerushalmi both say the same thing. Afila balatz is a deshamayim. It doesn't make sense to pay knas on your own. You have to have a gmar din of a bezin of shloisha. So what do they give that as an example? That's a bad example. They should give an example of mammon. Mammon that on your own, if you know that you owe the money, you should pay. But if there's a sichsuch as to whether there's a dispute as to whether he's chayv to pay, so then you have to have a din Torah. So then you say it's a milsa lo shchicha. It's ein bachi sarin kis. So you have no right. You don't say shlichus sarin in such a case. But if you're talking about a case of knas, a knas, a chiyuv doesn't exist until the chiyuv is b'toras onish. So an onish, that self-imposed onish, is not called an onish. You have to have a psaka bebezin. So b'zman hazeh, there's no bezin shel smuchim. So it's not shach, and even though we have imitation smicha, so the shach writes in Sivkot and Dalet, pshita, so the pasha, that the smicha that we have doesn't help as much as that lin dini knosses, because we're assuming that it's only the rabbanon. Shlichus sar is only the rabbanon. It's not that it's a real bezin over here.
Bezin nowadays can't impose any knas.
Bezin nowadays
cannot impose a knas.
If they want that, they can impose a knas. That's the Ramah. The Ramah later says it based on Simon Beis. Simon Beis, we said Rashi Prokem yesterday, that's the halacha bezin makam yanshin shalom and adin. And the Mechaber writes, the Neiri writes on that, it's only bezin agorol has the right to do that. That opinion has not been accepted. We accept afilu enim smuchim beretz Yisrael. You don't even have to have smicha at all. Not only do you not have to be the bezin agorol, you don't even have to have smicha. And then the last line in the Mechaber Sifal said, "Apilu zayin to be here, have the right since shehimchum bez nalem. They were elected by the members of the community, so they have a right to penalize. They have a right to penalize. The din that bez amakam yanshin shalom and adin is based on yeshkach the achacham lakadom and atar bekum veasei loy rasha lemigda milsa." The Bezna has a right to be Oikadov Manatora permanently. But Lahoy Rasha, the Migda Milse, if they feel they'll accomplish something on that, that's the concept of Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. Sometimes we allow that. So you have to calculate in each case. By putting this person to death, will you be Goyde the Pirtza? People are violating Dinim the Rabbanon and Hilchot Shabbos. So Din the Rabbanon doesn't warrant Oynish Misa. But the Gemara says once the fellow was riding horseback on Shabbos and they gave him the death penalty and they felt that's going to stop it. The community is going to be observant. Or the other person did an act of pritzah, so they gave him a malchus, even though there's no such din. But doing the act of pritzah, you don't get malchus. And he gave malchus shaloi kedin. That's lohayru asho lemid demusa. We say yesh koach lakar afilu bekum
b'yaseh. Can three people on their own form their own base din, or the community has to approve of that din?
Three people who have smicha can form a bezin. Those who have smicha can be koifa. Let's say Reuben and Shimon have a dispute, and one of them does want to come to the din Torah. So bezin can be koifa him to come to a din Torah. But that's if he doesn't appear, they can penalize him. They can punish him. They can be mafka his mom, and they can burn down his house. They can do whatever they think is necessary. But they only have a right to be koifa him if they have smicha. They don't have smicha.
Real smicha. So in today's day, then, three people decide, they walk in and say, we're now going to be the Beis Din of Washington Heights. But that has to be approved by the community.
Yes. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch said, this din, Amakam Yanshin, Shalom HaLadam, is only if Himchem Bez Nalem, if the Tuvi Huir were appointed, or if the Bezin was appointed by the community. But just three people get together, they have no right to force their opinion on the public. They were appointed by the public, then yes. Yes. So here, the Ramah draws a distinction between the knas that's written in Chumash, Kefel Dal Ve'Heyonis Mefatim Otishem Rachatzi Nezik of Shartam is knas, that that you cannot be dam is manazeh. But if the person wants to, here's the last in Sif Hey and the Ramah, the last three lines. It calls it Afke Beknosa Saksuvin. Knas that says in Chumash, the Bezdin today has no right to make the person pay it, because it's in Bochison and Kis. Aval Knosa Sheboim Chachon Liknus Meatzmam Al Takanosam. The Bezdin makes a takana that whatever, everyone should pay tax on time or whatever they want to make a takana about. And they say, and whoever violates this, we will penalize him, we'll make him pay to the community chest $1,000. So that they can be damas banazet. That's based on, as it says in Siman Beis, Beis Machli Yanshu Shlom and Adin. They have a right to do that. And that brisa that we mentioned, that brisa comes from Megillas Tainus, which has very little halachas. And Megillas Tainus just lists off all the Yom Tovim starting from Nisnei Tishrei, Nisnei Sivan. It goes in order of the Jewish months, and it lists off all the Yom Tovim that they instituted Bizman Baishen. And every couple of pages, there's a halacha there. So this one, Bezmach and Reshlam and Adin, appears in the Megillas Tainus, and it gives a mocker, a pasuk, that says, Ubiata Rami Kebecha, in the Gemara, and they quote the Braisa, they don't quote the pasuk. But later in the Mesichta, we mentioned, later in the Mesichta, a trefesharik bithne Bezmach, and the Gemara does quote the pasuk. So that's what some say, that is the pasuk for Bezmach and Reshlam and Adin. But the idea behind it is that Yeshkach v'achachamim lakadov min haTorah, even mikum be'asei, provided it's l'hoira asho the migdam milsim. So in that brisa, the one of the lines in the brisa is very awkward. It says bez makmeyan shen shalom min adin. They have a right to give the death penalty when it wasn't warranted. They have a right to make him give him malchus when the halacha doesn't require. They can penalize the money. And then it says v'lo labal diratera el kadei lasa siog la Torah. What kind of a silly line is that? V'loy laval di v'Torah. Bezin shouldn't want to violate the laws of the Torah. What kind of a funny statement is that? V'loy laval di v'Torah. Very strange. So there's a famous Taz, has an interpretation on that Gemara. The Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. So he quotes from his father-in-law in three different places in Shulchan Aruch. Take, for example, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. So the din is that you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, where the minatori blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even if it falls out on Shabbos. Because blowing shofar is only prohibited in the Rabban. Playing musical instruments on Shabbos, a piano, a harp, and everything is only awesome with the Rabban. In the Torah, there's no malacha involved. The Gemara says, and even with the Rabbanon, that it's asur, it's chachma vein and malacha, it's not even malacha with the Rabbanon. Some of the things, let's say a person writes with his left hand, he's writing. He's doing a malacha, he's writing. So you can call that a malacha derabbanan. But this over here, this is not even a malacha derabbanan. It's a gzeira. Shemei avirena dalaram. So you're not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shecholiyas b'Shabbos, you may forget and carry. So the Taz is bothered. The Taz quotes his father-in-law. The Bach was bothered with the kasha. Why didn't they prohibit blowing shofar? Because it's a musical instrument. It makes a sound. And it blends in with other musical instruments. So he said, so he answers. He quotes his father-in-law. He answered, if you would prohibit blowing shofar all the time, that's against the beferish of pasuk in the Chumash. You have no right to make a gzeirah derabbanan keneged davar hamufurish b'Torah. All gzeirah derabbanan become a chelak of the Torah shebal peh. But if it's an outright contradiction to what it says in the Chumash it says you have to blow shofar every Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, so if you say mid derabbanan, when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos, we don't allow you to blow shofar. It doesn't really say explicitly in the Chumash you have to blow shofar, even if it falls on a Shabbos. It's self-understood, because blowing shofar is not a malachas. That's self-understood. It means even if it's on Shabbos, but it doesn't say explicitly. So they have a right to make gzeira. But if you're going to make gzeira derabbanan, you're never allowed to blow shofar because it's a musical instrument. So that's keneged davar hamufurish b'Torah. That's the Taz. The Taz has it another time in Yeridei, and it has it once in Chosh Mishpat. The same idea the Taz has in three different places. Rabbi David Cohen from Flatbush, very prominent rabbi, put out many svarim. He writes svarim faster than I can read them. He writes a lot of svarim. So he has one sefer about the Divrei HaTaz HaYadua. This is the famous Taz. And he goes through many Rishonim. He shows that half of the Rishonim say the Feresh like the Taz, and half of the Rishonim say the Feresh against the Taz. They have a fairy shit Taisus and all over the place. Sometimes Taisus has like the Taz. They have no right to make Exer Drabban and Kanegadov and Furish Bater. Sometimes they say against the Taz. They ask Akasha, how did the Rabban and Gershom have the right to make Exer? You're not allowed to marry two wives. Is it against an explicit Pasuk in the Chumash? It says, Kisiyan Lishtay Nashim. Achas Ahuba, Achas Nuah. So you see, it's the fairy shit. In the Chumash, that is permissible. So how can the Rabbeinu Gershom, how do Rabbeinu Gershom have the right to make a Gzer Rabban? Don't you see, Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't agree with this Taz B'Shem Debach. So the truth of the matter doesn't really say explicitly in the Chumash that he has the two wives at the same time. Maybe he had one wife and she became pregnant, then he divorced her and married the other wife. And then the second wife gave birth to the baby, even though the first wife became pregnant before he even married the second wife. Chumash doesn't really say he's married to the two wives at the same time. It says he had two wives and each one had a baby. It doesn't say they were at the same time. Anyway, that's, as I say, Rav David Cohen has a whole sefer and he quotes every source in Taisus and the Rishonim who talk about it. So the Taz interprets that that's what that line means. That Shemaitu Shebezim Makam Elshin Shalem and Adin, but if they have to be careful, V'lalav Al Divrei Torah, they shouldn't do something that's Keneged Dov HaMefurish BaTorah. You want to give Malkus Anisa in a case where it's not deserved. They want to penalize the person at Knas Mammon. You don't take it. But if it says Beferish and the Chumash not so, then you can't do Keneged Dov HaMefurish BaTorah. That's how the Taz says. But Alav Adivrei Torah means you can't do Keneged Dov HaMefurish BaTorah. There's such a similar idea, but it's not really identical. Such a similar interpretation is given by the Maharshal and the Maharam Lublin. That's what someone mentioned the other day. You mentioned Maharam Lublin. So the Marshal is on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think it's Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara tells a story. In the days of the Amoraim, which is many years after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 70. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi died, I think, in the year 220, something like that. And that was the end of the period of the Tanaim. Then there was a period of Amoraim for quite a few years. So it's way after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara has a tradition 40 years before the Churban Beis Sheni, 40 years before the year 30, based by Shani was destroyed the year 70. So in the year 30, the Gemara said the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGozit, self-imposed exile, and that was the end of all the din in the Farshis. You can't be done din in the Farshis bisman that there's no Sanhedrin though the Yeshvim Bim Kaima. Fine. So the Gemara says there was an Amora who lived several centuries after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, and there was a Baskoin Shizinsa. A daughter of a kohen was married, and she had an extramarital affair. And the Torah says it should be punished with sreifa. So he burnt the girl alive. So Gemara says he made two mistakes. One mistake is that's not the way you do sreifa. You don't burn the person alive. So Gemara says you heat metal till it melts and you pour it down the throat. So how did he not know the correct way to give sreifa? And the second mistake was, it's already centuries, no one was administering Mrs. Bezna. It's from the 40 years before the Churban Beis Sheni, when the Bezna Gadol went to self-imposed exile, so you can't be done din in the Farshis. So what is he doing giving din in the Farshis? The whole story is not to be understood. The Gemara said he made two mistakes. So the Marshal is printed, and the Gemara is on the bottom of the page where the Marshal is. You have Marshal on the top, and you have the Marshal on the bottom, and the Maharam Lublin on the bottom. So the Marshal says, he thinks that the one Kasha Faremph is the other. He says, he knew that Bisman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, you cannot administer Mrs. Bezin. But the din is Makam Yonshin Shalom and Adin. If the Bezin feels it's necessary, there's a Pirtza, so if they want, they can administer Mrs. Bezin. But it says in the price of Lalab al Diretor, you can't go against what it says explicitly in the Torah. So the Torah says, if you want to give Sreifa, it has to be Bisman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim. You have to have the Sanhedrin Yoshua Mimkoma. Bisman said you can't give Sreifa because it's not Bezni Yoshua Mimkoma. So that's why he didn't give Sreifa. That's why he gave a different form. That's why he says one kasha for emphasis the other. But the Lava Devet Torah means you can't do exactly what it says in the Torah you're not supposed to do. That you shouldn't do. Give us some other kind of Mises Bez. That's the Maharshal. And then there's a Maharam Lavlin has a tshuva where he says exactly the same. And that's the tshuva that they deleted from the tshuva's Maharam. I think they skipped the number. I think in the printed edition, they left that kuf chavbeis or something. So the tshuva's, the numbers of the tshuva's goes from 121 to 123. And the printer wants you to know that he left out a tshuva. That was a dangerous tshuva. He talks about the Bezdin today in Poland in the 1500s. Has the right to minister Mrs. Bezdin, but he shouldn't give the same Mrs. Bezdin that they used to give his man Hatanayim, his man Abayis. Because v'lalava d'reiter. There's such a... here the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Sif Hei. Afal bisha dayanim she'enim smuchim be'eretz Yisrael. The Beznin cannot collect that kind of a penalty. Nonetheless, the man who raped the girl, the man who made a whole bilbil against his wife that she had an extramarital affair, so we put him in nidui because he did a nasty thing. The Torah says the Beznin should make him pay an amount of money. But that amount of money, that's a knasa. When I've done that, Bezman is there because it's Leis Bechis on Kis. So he says, but we go around the back door. We put him in Nidui, Achi Fais Lebaldinoi, until the man apologizes to the girl that he raped her. And then Bezin should tell the girl, don't accept his apology unless he gives you a minimum, a certain amount of money. If he wants to give more, wonderful. But don't accept his apology, and the guy has to ask for Mechila. He attacked the girl, or he accused his wife of having an extramarital affair. So then it says, then matirim lo. Once the fellow will pay a decent amount of money, then Bezdin will be matir the nidui. So you go around the back door. You don't force him to pay onus and mefata moitzi shemra. You put him in cherem and nidui for doing the nasty act that he did, because of which the Torah penalized him. And then the Bezdin says an amount of money. And then once he pays the money, so then they'll be matter the nidui. So there's a tshuvas hagoinim, which the Ramo quotes on the bottom of the tour. Ramo wrote the Darkei Moshe, he quotes it, and there's a ravid printed on the bottom of the page in the Rif, the beginning of the fourth perek in Ksubas. Perek Narshan is Patz. He quotes this tshuvas hagoinim also. The goinim say, if the man is ma'anis and mefata a girl, Bezdin has the right to make him pay not 50 shkolim. 50 shkolim, that's what it says in the Chumash. And that's what, there's no shlichasayo on that. We have the right to put him in nidui unless he pays 40 shkolim, unless he pays 60 shkolim. You shouldn't make him, you shouldn't say we're going to put him in unless he pays 50 shkolim. Then you're forcing him to give the onus money. It should be some amount other than what the Torah said. Either more or less. It could be more. It shouldn't be lav al dereter. The Goyim don't say that, but that's saying the same as the Marshal. You can give a different kind of sreif, but you shouldn't give the sreif the way it's supposed to be. You can burn the girl alive if you want to, if you feel that'll accomplish something. Bezim Akam Yonchen Shalom and Adin has to be Lohayru Ashoa Lemigda Milsa if you feel you're going to accomplish something by it. If you're not Vadai, if you're going to accomplish anything, then you have no right to be Makam Yonchen Shalom and Adin. So that's what the Shir HaRoyaloi, Bezdin is Menadah, the person, unless he pays a reasonable amount of money. The same thing in Sivvot, Shulchan Aruch has a din. Hamavayish Bidvarim, someone humiliates someone else. So the Gemara says, just like there's a din, that Grama ben Ezekin is Potter, if I caused an indirect harm to someone, indirect damage of property, or indirect harm to his body, either Choyvel HaMazik, in the right of Gramam, so Gramam is Hikam is Pat. So the same over here, Boshes, the Gemara says, if I punched you and you're walking around with your arm is in a sling and everything you're falling apart, so then I have to pay Chamisha Dvarim, Nezik Tarif B'Shevitz Boshes, he'd pay Boshes. But if he's Mavayish B'Dvarim, he just humiliates the person, that's like Groma ben Ezekin, so that's Groma. So that you're not chayef to pay. But even if you're not chayef to pay, that's a nasty thing to do, to be Mavar Soma. So the Bezdin ben Ademoso, the Mechaber writes in Siva, Bezdin puts him in Cherem, in Nidui. Nidui is the lowest form of Cherem. Then there's a Machlokes, are there three levels, are there two levels? The Nidui is the lower form, and Shamta is a higher form. So there's a machlekes harishayim. Are there three levels? Nidui, cherem, shamta, or there are only two? Nidui and cherem and shamta are identical. There's a pasuk that says, "Poritz geder, yishalchenu nachash." That's in Koheles. Poritz geder, we have fences around the farms to keep everybody should know this is my farm, that's your farm. We shouldn't steal from each other. So one is Peretz Ged, the one who takes down the fence because he's interested in stealing from the neighbor, he will be bitten by a snake. That's the simple translation of the pasuk. The punishment will be he's on the field and he's trying to cheat, he's trying to move over the fence. Peretz Ged Shachen Anoch shall be bitten by a snake. So the Gemara understands the pasuk as saying a different level of interpretation. One is Peretz Ged, the one who violates a siyog derabanan. A say siyog la Torah siyog is a fence, a geder. Torah says Ushmatam is mishmati. That's the concluding pasuk in Parshas Safrei Mois. The Gemara understands it to me. Asum mishmeres from mishmati. I say siyog latar. That's the first mission in Pirkei Avos. And Sheknes Agdailo in the beginning of the Bais Sheni period, they adopted three policies. One of them was I say siyog latar. Somehow in the Bais Sheni period, they felt way more so than in the Bais Rishon period. Bais Rishon, there were hardly any gzeiros at all. Bais Sheni is when they made ruba the Avulam, and majority of all gzeiros the Rabbana were made during the period of the Bais Sheni. So the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, has a whole drasha. Why was this the case? Why was that so? How come they needed more gzeiros in the Bais Sheni period? So he gives sources from Kabbalah writings that because they didn't have an independent Jewish government in the Bais Sheni period, so that's why the Jews were more susceptible to doing aveiros. In the Bais Rishon period, because they had an independent Jewish government, so the Satan had less of a shlita over the Jewish people. That's what he says. It doesn't seem to correspond to what it says in Tanakh. In the Bais Rishon period, they were always worshipping Avodah Zarah. Bais Sheni, they were not worshipping Avodah Zarah. Ashala Naga Kovet Zebezeh. Ashala Bitla, they didn't say Ashala Bircha Vatorah Tchila. We're not sure exactly what went wrong in the Bais Sheni period. But it wasn't... We don't understand that. Anyway, that's what the Baal HaTanya says. So if you mevayish someone, but it's only humiliating, but you didn't, if you spit in front of the person and the saliva doesn't land on his body, then there's boshes dvarm. You're not chayv the dini adam. But v'olot zizadei shemayim, you are chayv. Dvarm ibn azik, and you are chayv, but v'olot zizadei shemayim. But b'dini yodim inat chai. But if I spit at the person and some of the saliva lands on his body, lands on his clothing, that's called chayv b'chaver. Then you do have to pay boshes. Then you do pay boshes. But b'zman say you can't collect boshes because it's ein b'chisor and kiss. There's no out of the pocket loss over here. So the Shulchan Aruch writes the same from the garden. Menad b'moso, bezin should put him in nidoy. Aishif atche yifal senu kiroy. Lefich rodo, they should make him pay. They should leave him in need doing until he apologizes. Then we tell the other guy, don't accept his apology unless he gives you this amount of money or more. So that's the same as what he wrote before. Yeah. So here there's a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch distinguishes between Karen and Shemberag. Karen is a milsa de lo shchicha, so you're not done bizman hazeh. And Shemberag is milsa de shchicha, so you are done at bizman hazeh. Yeah. And that's what the Sma asked Akasha. Why do you have to say Karen is Knas? So you can't be down Knas Bizman as a cousin, no smuchim. So the Pasha like that. Why do you give the reason? Because it's a milsa de lo shchicha. It's a better reason why. It's a better reason why, because it's Knas. But that's what it's in the Shulchan Aruch. What about, so Shen and Regal were covered. Shen and Regal, you want Dam Bizman as that, and Karen, you're not Dam Bizman as that. What about Bor and Eish? They left that bar in Asia. That's the shot quote. That's a machlokes achrayim. Many hold that bar in Asia, because when you look through the end of Chashem Mishpat, you have the dinim of bar in Asia. Nobody says that you're not done bizman hazeh. So the simple reading of the Chashem Mishpat is that you were done bar in Asia bizman hazeh. And others hold no, that it's considered the milsa de lo shchicha. Dina de Garmi, the Gemara has Grama ben Azik and his potter, and Garmi is a machlekes of Meir Nachachamim. What's the difference between Grama and we pass like that Meir? The Doin Dina de Garmi. So Grama, your potter, and Garmi, your chai, what's the difference? So there is a very minority opinion in the Rishonim that Grama Garmi is the same thing. Whenever the hesek is indirect, you don't pay. So that's a machlekes. That is the machlekes amelach chachamim. Whether dainin and dinin de gami loy dainin and dinin de gami. Gami is the same thing as grama. But that's not the Ramban quote such an opinion. But that's not the Shach claims. He thinks that the Rashi holds like that. Okay. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. We assume like Tesis. And Baba Basu Chav Beis on the base. And then most of the Rishonim, the Ramban wrote a whole puncher is dinin de gami. We assume that grama gami are two different things. The grama menizik and lochala deis is potter. And Gamni is somewhere in between Groma and Adam Amazik Biadayim. So Gamni is Chayef. We pass like right there. The Doim Din and the Gamni, yeah. What does it mean? Gamni is Chayef. Gamni is Chayef ben HaTorah and the Rabbanan. So that's a big machlekes, the Ramban. The premise, the whole kuntris, the whole little sefer that the Ramban wrote, it appears at the end of Baba Basra. The whole premise is that Gamni is ben HaTorah. And the Shach says, we don't pass like that Ramban. We paskin like that. It says the gami is only midi rabbanim in Atar. Every gami is grama, and it's only chayv l'shalim midi rabbanim. So the shaila is that so grama ben zikin is not chayv b'dei adam. So he can't be done grama ben zikin afilu bizman that they had smuchim. He can't be done. What about dina de gami? So according to Taisus, gami is a knas midi rabbanim. So they are treated like a knas. They treat it like a knas of kefil dalad v'hei that you don't have any smuchim, so it can't be dam as man as that. So the Shulchan Aruch says you do collect dina de gami. It's siv dalad. Dina de gami, you are dam as man as that. Donim osim dayan mafal pishenim smuchim beretz Yisrael. So the Shach points out, even though there were those who hold gami as only a knas m'derabban, it's a different kind of knas. It's not the same kind of a knas as a kefil dalad v'hei yosim imashi hizik. So it's ain't bochi sarin kiss. Now this is a different kind of. Here it is kefi mashehizik. Me dina de gami. We label him as an adam hamazik. So dina de gami, you can't collect bizman hazeh.
Can I ask because it's
late
for sarin kiss?
Because there's no chisarin. Yeah, a kefil dalavahei. There's no chisarin kiss. So that you cannot be dam bizman hazeh. But here by gami, there is chisarin kiss. I did a damage. The only thing is, I did the damage in an indirect way. So, min haTorah, I'm not chayev. But the Rabbanu, they said, you are chayev, because there is a hefsed moment, there is a pseida.
That
kenosis
is because number
of smuchim, since that mishnei chosayim can't be done, right, that's what the sma tied it like that. Why did Shulchan Aruch have to give the reason that by knas there's no shlichosayim because ain't bechisayim kiss, because yes, mashi is it. Should have given a better reason. By knas, there is no chiyav afilu bevalas yisudei shemayim till you have a bez no shloshes smokim basketing on it. So this mayest, it's the reason the Shulchan Aruch gave is a weaker reason. We should have given the stronger reason that by knas you need smokim in order to create the chiyav. Because man, there's no bezin of shloshes smokim basketing. There's no chiyav knas afilu bevalas yisudei shemayim if he wants to pay on his own. So that was the smas kasha against the Shulchan Aruch. But here, this Garmi is a knas medarban. It's a different kind of a knas. It's not yosem imashehizik. It's kefim mashehizik, but minatori not chay because it's the hezek happened in an indirect fashion. It's really minatori. Every garmi is groma. Groma nizik and it's pata minatori. And it's only medarabanan that they made him pay. But medarabanan we attribute the hefsed moment that the other man is suffering to you. You did it. So that's called islay chisarin kis. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Even if you hold that Garmi is only a knas medrabban, but he can still be damed as man as that. It's a milsa de shchicha, and it's also izbechi samikis. Okay, basically that is Simen Aleph. Oh, I left out, yeah. Rav Herzog was the second chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. The first chief rabbi in recent years was Rabbi Cook. He was a kohen. Rav Herzog happened to have been a lady. So then the third chief rabbi was Rabbi Unterman. He's of Yisrael. So Rav Herzog was a big Talmid Chacham. And he put out a sefer, I forgot what it's called, I have it at home. And it says on every page, Shir Aleph. He gave one shiur that took forever. I don't know what it means. It's around 150 pages long. So there's one shiur that he gave. It's on Sanhedrin, Achrei Shemishpat. So he talks a lot about smicha. So in the book, he is assuming, like the history books, that smicha always used to be biyad until the days of the Roman persecution, and then they changed it to smicha bepeh, an oral declaration smicha. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara said, if the only smicha biyad was Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave Yeshua ben Nun v'samachtas yod cha'olav, then the Rambam adds on, we don't know where he got it from, Rambam adds on, even Moshe Rabbeinu gave the smicha to the Shemizkenim, is also smicha biyad. But right after Moshe Rabbeinu is conferring the smicha, when Yeshua ben Nun gave smicha, and all the generations before the Roman persecutions, the smicha was not biyad, it was always the peh. So he took this position, like the history books, against the Gemara. So Moshe Feinstein was very upset. And he sent them a very, very nasty letter. The letter is printed in Igros Moshe, the first letter in Chelek HaShemishpat. It's very, very nasty, and we were told that it was toned down. When it was printed, it was toned down. But it's pretty nasty the way it was printed. But Rabbi Alpert said, he was there when Rav Moshe wrote it. He said, the letter that he sent to Rav Herzog was even stronger. How can you say like that? Because it's your history books. You should follow what it says in the Gemara. That smicha biyad was only Moshe Rabbeinu, and only in all the later generations it was smicha bepeh. It wasn't at all smicha biyad.
Do we have any idea of who the last people to have smicha were? Do we know who they are?
It was during the lifetime of Abai Verov that they stopped Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah because they felt that the smicha is going to disappear soon. So it was soon after that. Soon after that time. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi died the year 220, I think. And then for a couple of centuries, he had Amoraim. So that was the middle of the period of the Amoraim. There is a fascinating tshuva in the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer died 100 years ago. He was a Chassidish Rebbe, Sochot Shavu Rebbe, but he was a very big Talmid Chacham. So he has a tshuva. All the tshuvas have numbers, 1, 2, 3. And this tshuva is in Yerideya Hilchas Talmid Chachamim, Hilchas Rabbanis. This tshuva has a number and it has a title. Sheish Madas Lekisei, that Shlomo HaMelech had a throne, that you had to walk up 6 steps in order to get to the throne. There were 2 lines on either side. And so the tshuva is called Sheish Madas Lekisei. He's talking about the Kisei HaRabbanis, a rabbi in a community in a village in Europe passed away, and he had a son and a son-in-law, and the kehillah liked the son-in-law better than the son, but they were both learning. So the question was, who has the right to yarshin the kisei harabonis? So he has to overcome 6 hurdles in order to come to a conclusion who should yarshin the rabbanis. He calls that sheish malas lekisei. So one of the issues that he discusses is, why should there be yerusha on rabbanis at all? Learning doesn't go b'Yerusha. Money goes b'Yerusha. Kovod goes, a title of leadership, a king. So it says the king should behave himself, he should follow the laws of the Torah. In order that his kingdom should last for a long time, and his children should yarshin after him. So the Kohen Gadol is appointed, the Kohen Gadol goes over b'Yerusha to the children. Any position of leadership goes b'Yerusha. But learning doesn't go b'Yerusha. Torah is not in a Yerusha land. So why should Rabbanus go b'Yerusha at all? That was a big machlokes he has got, whether Rabbanus goes b'Yerusha. That's the first step. That's the first hurdle that he has to overcome. He discusses whether it makes sense that Rabbanus goes b'Yerusha. So he says, what kind of Rabbanus are we talking about? We're talking Rabbanus b'zman hazeh. We're not talking in the days of the Tanoim. He says, in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Amoraim, Rabbanus meant learning. He says, today, the major job of the rabbi is to keep law and order in the community. And he quotes the pasuk in Mishle, Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz, v'ish terumas yaharsena. That the role of the king, Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz, by the king keeping law and order, he'll keep the society from collapsing. So he says, the Gemara says, Man Malki Rabbanim. Today, who are the kings and the Jewish people? The Rabbanim. So he says, that's why the Rabbanim today don't have real smicha. How do they function? As shlichus hayu. So when do you allow shlichus hayu? If it's a milsa de shchicha, V'yiz bechisar and kis means that the role of the rabbi is to maintain law and order. Milsa de shchicha v'yiz bechisar and kis. If it's milsa de lo shchicha, so that's not an issue of keeping law and order. V'yiz bechisar and kis, also not an issue. So he says the main role of the rabbis today is not so much to pass in shaylas. The shaylas are all discussed in Shulchan Aruch. You don't need the role of the rabbis not to pass in. The role of the rabbis to maintain law and order. Interesting. So he said that's why Yerusha does apply and the Rabbonis today. I remember once one of the Rabbonim in the yeshiva, every couple of years the rabbinic alumni has a function where they discuss what's the role of the rabbi, what the rabbi is supposed to concentrate on. So one of the Rabbonim said he feels that his role is to keep peace among the Balabat and they shouldn't kill each other. Two people are saying Kaddish and they're fighting who should daven for an omid. Two people of your side, how are they going to split the who gets mafta, who davens for anon, whatever. So I thought it was so ridiculous. That's the role of the rabbi, that to prevent the balabatim from fighting with each other. And then many years later, I saw this Saturday night. That's what he says. That's the role of the rabbi, is to keep the peace in the community. He said, that's why today you only say shlichus sayu. And the milsa de shchicha is bechisar and kis.
So within the Hasidic communities, the Yerusha does go typically father to son in those communities.
That's really a position of leadership by the Hasidic Rebbes.
Yeah.
It's not so much a Torah.
Yeah.
It's not really based on Torah. Like a melech, a position of leadership. Leadership does go by Yerusha. Okay, Simon Beis, it says, Makam Yanshin Shalem and Adin. But it has to be b'chol ma'aseh niyu l'shem shamayim. If they're going to give a person malchus or misa, they happen not to like that person. So then they're going to give him malchus or misa, they're going to be very happy about it. So you got to be very careful about that. Whenever you're doing this, this is really a din. There's a malchum yanshin shalayim and a din is what we call avera l'shma. You're allowed to give the guy the death penalty. You're violating lo sirtzach. You're allowed to give him the death penalty if you feel you're going to accomplish something great by this. What are you going to accomplish? Because people are starting to be Mechal Shabbos to violate very serious dinim. So if you feel that by giving the death penalty you will prevent that from continuing, okay, then it's okay. So it has to be Gedoyla Avera Lishma, the Gemara calls it. Avera Lishma. So Lishma means it has to be done Lishem Shamayim. This heter, Bezim Akhmeyan Shalayim and Adin, Lahiro Ashur, the Migda Milsa, is only if it's going to be Lishma. So Lishma means you shouldn't get any personal benefit out of it. That's why the Gemara says there was a point that the Chachamim had so much trouble. In the days of the Roman persecutions, the Rabbanim had a lot of trouble from Jewish Mishumadim. Elisha ben Avuya was one of them, Acher. Well, he was a Tana, and then he gave up the whole religion and became an Afikiris. So he, the Rishonim says, he was the one who mastered to the Roman government how to make Xeris against the Jewish people that'll cripple them, that'll ruin the whole religion. So when they really composed the Tefillah of Elam al Shinim, they really meant the Goyish Aminim. They really meant the Jewish. They really meant the Jewish because they didn't mean the Goy. The main thing, so the Chachamim, they're cursing these people. They're praying to God that he should punish them. So they suffered at the end of these Apikursim, Jewish Apikursim. So they wanted someone to compose the Tefillah of Olam HaShinim who was above reproach. They didn't want to compose the Tefillah. They were afraid they may not be composing it L'Shem Shamayim. So Nostainayim, they asked Shmuel HaKotan to compose it. Why? Because the Mishnah in the Pirkei Avos says that different Tanoim and different generations adopted different mottos. So the motto of Shmuel HaKotan always used to be B'nefolo Yibchal Tismach. That's a pasuk in Mishnah. But that was his motto. You should never rejoice over the downfall of your enemy. So they felt he's the right man to compose the Nusach HaTfilah. Because the others may compose it, Shalom L'Shem Shamayim. You're cursing a fellow Jew, so that's an Aver. So it has to be done L'Shem Shamayim. That's Aver L'Shma we allow. Then there are more raises an issue. The Zayim Tuvi Hu'ir were appointed by the community. They're elected to their position. So if they feel it necessary, they can be mafke someone's mammon. Based on hefke bez nehefke. Hefke bez nehefke, that's a question. Hefke bez nehefke is a branch of the din, of dina de malchusa dina. The original din really is dina de malchusa dina. The government has a right, if they have a good reason, government has the authority to be mafke someone's mammon or to make a takona in the area of mammonis. And if the government isn't taking care of it, then Bezna has a right to do it as representing the government. Really, Hefke Bezna, Hefke is Hefke Bezdin. Bezdin is taking over the role of the government. It really should be din in the Malchus Adina. That's the very first tshuva in the Dvar Avraham, the rabbi who was the last rabbi in Kovna. He died in the Kovna ghetto before they had a chance to kill him. He learned in Volozhin. He was from the Soloveitchik family. He's from the Besar out. He has that on the first page in his tshuvas, and then in the tshuvas he quotes Rav Chaim every so often. He learned from Rav Chaim in Volozhin Yeshiva. So the first tshuva, Chela Galus Simon Aleph, is on this topic, and he shows from the Rishonim that Hefke Bezna Hefke is a detail, it's a branch of the Dina, of Dina de Malchus Dina. So that's why the Ramah brings it up over here, because in Sif Aleph we said that you can give the death penalty even though it's not warranted, you can give Malchus even though it's not warranted, it could be Mapke Mom, and you can destroy Mom, and this is the heter that the Shluchei Bezna have. If it's necessary to force certain issues. So the Ramah says that this is all based on Dina Machusa Dina, and there's a big machlokes how far Dina Machusa goes. So some are of the opinion Dina Machusa only means whatever taxes were there from before, from generations ago, and apparently the community has accepted the taxes, so the government has a right to enforce those taxes. But to introduce new taxes, they have no right to. You have to have the haskam of the whole tzibur. And others disagree. That's included in Dina Machus Adina. We elected the government and have a right to introduce new taxes as well. So here he's talking that that the Bezna has a right to introduce new taxes. Yeah. Then Simi Gimel, we pask, and there's a machlokes hatanoim, how many rabbonim do you need to constitute a bez and a dini mamnis? So the accepted opinion is the way it appears in the Mishnah, dini mamnis b'shloisha, that's the opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is of the opinion dini mamnis b'chamisha. How do we know that Tosefta quotes that? How come Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was the one who edited the Mishnayis? Why didn't he put his opinion into the Mishnayis? How come it's only quoted by his students or Kli Raboshia, with students of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi? So they put it into the Tosefta. How come we don't have it in the Mishnah? So the commentaries explain, they quote from the Sefer HaKrisis. Sefer HaKrisis is one of Bali HaTosis, the Rashmi Kinan, from somewhere in France. So he says, he writes about a few things like that. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi knew that he was outvoted. He knew that his opinion had not been accepted, that Dina Mamna is Bechamisha. So he didn't feel that it's proper that he should put it into the Mishnah if it's been rejected. So forget it. Okay. But in the Tosefta, which was written by his students, a person has to be honest. There are some rabbis that were so convinced of their opinion, they always keep on pushing their opinion, even though they know it's not accepted by the majority of their rabbanim, it's not accepted. So don't keep on, it's a political thing to push your opinion, even though you know it's not accepted. Not accepted, so you leave it out. So we pass Kandidi Mamanis and Kandidi Bezna of three. But sometimes we say Chad Nami Kosher Min HaTorah by Hodos Malvois. So the Rambam says Chad Nami Kosher, yes, that you don't need a Bezna. But not that Chad Nami Kosher is a Bezna. Chad Nami Kosher means just like in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kashus, you don't need a Bezna of three. Yes, Ketam Chocham, and he can pass on the Shaila. So in Hodos Malvois, you don't need a Bezna. You can have a Hoiro, you can have a Psak of the Tam Chocham. Chadam Mikosha, but it's not a bezin. Then the Gemara says, why did they say Shlosha Hedyotis is good Mishum Shlichusayu? Because in Babel there were no smuchim available, so you apply Shlichusayu. But they may not know the din at all. How can you say the psak is binding? So the Rama quotes the logic of the Gemara, the Eif Shadales Behuchad the Gomer. It cannot be that you have three Jews who agree to function as a panel, as a bezin, and among the three of them, you can't come up with the correct din. The Stama, among the three, one of them will know the din already. Eif Shadales Behuchad the Gomer. Yeah. What happens if it turns out that all three were so ignorant? None of them have the inkling, have the slightest inkling of what halacha has to say. So then he says, "Avli leisbul the yod aladun is talking no good. Psulim lodun, then it's no good." But he says, "Mikom akom yichalim lekabel atainis or l'shochem lifnei mar." What they can do? Let's say you have a community where nobody knows how to learn. So you can't say that Shlosha Hedyotas can constitute a bezin. No one has the foggiest notion about what Halach has to say about anything. So then you don't apply Shlichusayu there. You only apply Shlichusayu if the level of learning of the Balabatim is such that if you have three, one out of every three will know a little bit about Halacha, that they shouldn't make mistakes. What do you do if nobody knows anything about Halacha? So they can listen to the arguments that Reuven and Shimon have, the two people. They can write it up and send it to a different rabbi, he can paskin. That's the shaila. By din in the fashas, there's a din. You can't be going medina shaladim shalai b'fanav. That's a pasuk in the end of Masay, I think, Parsi Masay. Aram delafnei hoedala mishpat. That the person who's being judged for malchus or for misa, oine shaguf, or for galus, so the psak of the bezna has to be befunded. What about by mominus also? It's a din like that. You need en gomedina shalodim shaloi befunov. So that's a big machlokes later in Chayish Mishpat. They have a discussion. People went to a din Torah, and the dayanim don't know what the din is. So they write the whole case, and they send it to the bezna gadol. So then there are two versions. So now what happens? So the bezna gadol means a bigger bezna who do know. He sent it to the Ramos Bezna, to the Mechabes Bezna, in the 1500s. So they give a psak shalot b'fnei bale dinim, or no, they send a letter to this Bezna, we say the din is like this under such circumstances, they explain why the din is so, and then the Bezna here gives a psak b'fnei bale dinim. So that's two versions there. When they send Shochem the Bezna Gadol, because the Bezna can't figure out the din, so then the Bezna Gadol has the ability to pass the shalot b'fnei bale din by dinim amenis, maybe only by Misa and by Malkus and by Golus, because the Psak is in Oynish Begufo. So they need Aram Delefnehe de la Mishpat. That's the Pasuk of Ben Gomedina Shaladim Ela Befanov. But by Mominus, maybe there's no such din. Or they say no. Even by Mominus also, Ben Gomedina Shaladim Ela Befanov. So that's a Machlaikis HaRishanim. Okay, we better run to Davin Mincha. So in the middle of Simi Gimel. We started singing again.
Tomorrow is early or the same time?
Tomorrow is the same time. Okay. Everything is different schedule. Summer schedule. Yeah.